And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And with us this morning is Steve Day. And he and his wife have a medical facility, a place where they help people with chronic diseases in Kentucky. And basically, of course, they treat or help people who have chronic problems that have not responded to traditional care. But I'm going to let Steve tell you what they do at Home for Health. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for being
here. Good morning, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me on today.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about your facility, how it started, how you got into it, and really why you can help people that many times are not helped by traditional methods of treatment.
Well, you know, I think that all along, it's very evident that the things that are going on, each one of us have seen family members or friends that have had some sort of cancer or chronic fatigue or any of the other issues that you mentioned earlier that have gone through, and all they ever got the answer to going to a doctor was another medication or chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, those types of things. And for the most part, none of these things are really that effective. We had a gal here not long ago, and she was getting hooked up to an IV for chemotherapy. She had lung cancer. And she asked the oncologist, what are her odds in taking this chemotherapy? Like, what's her chances of survival? And the oncologist was honest and said, well, there's probably about a 2% chance that you're going to survive. And it woke her up, and she decided to opt out of the IV. And she came here about 3 years ago now, and she's still alive and well today. And so this is something more natural. This is something that I think God always intended us to do. You know, the idea of healing, I think it was Hippocrates, said, let food be thy medicine. And, you know, there's all sorts of things that we can see around us that could cause healing and promote healing. And yet we reject that all the time. We're kind of bombarded with, everything going on in the media and newspapers, television, that kind of stuff. And, we think that what's abnormal is normal and what should be natural is unnatural. You know, a lot of times people think this type of stuff is witchcraft, but you see many times in scripture where using herbs and, you know, leaves of plants and trees and all that kind of stuff are actually means of healing and cleansing in scripture. You know, in the New Jerusalem, we're told that the trees, the tree of life, that the leaves would be for the healing of nations. So this is a much more natural approach. And my introduction to it was about maybe 15 years ago now. I'm trying to remember, but I became aware of a gentleman named Richard Schultz, and I saw several people that had gone through with cancer through his program that had gotten well, and it inspired me to always want to do this, but I didn't have the means or the opportunity. We ended up hooking up with a gentleman about 12 years ago that we interned with him. He had a cancer clinic in Tennessee, actually. And we would fly from home to home for about a year or two. We were staying with people for 3 to 6 weeks at a time and trying to get them on the right track and get them to the position of recovery. But that was always needing something more. Getting somebody out of their home and out of their environment, out of their comfort zone, is really critical in setting the stage for healing, because we're told it takes about 19 to 21 days to establish new habits. And many times when we're at home and eating all the foods and everything that we're accustomed to, those are usually the things that have made us sick. And so by taking somebody out of their environment and reestablishing new tastes and traits and habits and all this kind of stuff in a couple of weeks' time frame, when they go back home, it's a lot easier to follow through with the program. So we have always wanted to do that. And about 4 years ago, this place came up in the hills of eastern Kentucky, and we were going through, you know, we had a business on the side too, a construction business, and the economy, when the real estate bubble burst, that all fell out. God opened this place up. It was actually being run by another ministry, but the people that were here were getting ready to go, and we took over, and we've transitioned into something, I think, that was even better than what it started out to be.
Well, it's very, very difficult for people to reorient their thinking, but ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you that the treatment for hard tumors has not changed in the last 50 years. Now, certainly when I was going through medical school and my practice, why certainly the treatment for leukemia and lymphomas, why, of course, it wasn't much better, but that has improved. That's about 35% of tumors, but about 65% of tumors are hard tumors, and the improvement hasn't improved in the last 50 to 60 years. Why suddenly they have some new medicine, costs $100,000 a year, and it'll prolong your life 3 or 4 months? Well, maybe it really doesn't, but they do have 1 or 2 studies that show that it'll prolong life, and so they insist on getting it. The FDA says, sure, go ahead. You know, it's only $40,000, $50,000, $100,000. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not prolonging your life. In fact, a lot of studies show it doesn't prolong your life. The other ones that they actually publish are those that show it prolongs your life 4 months. Oh, and yet, of course, there are people, and I know this from my personal experience working with my good friend, Dr. Lorraine Day, that basically she is she's recovered from cancer. Dr. Catherine Albrecht, who's frequently on our program, is recovered from cancer. And they didn't do it by using traditional medication. And there are alternative treatments, but they're not available in the United States. Why isn't everything available that effectively will treat a disease that's going to kill you available in the United States? Well, that's a good question to ask. But the truth of the matter is, I have friends who've gone south of the border and been treated and are fine years after they were told they were going to die within a few months. But those treatments are not available here. So basically what happens is people actually come to your clinic and they just live there, don't they? They have a room and certainly reorient their diet processes is what happens.
Yeah, folks will come for anywhere from 2 weeks to, well, we had one gal here that for 8 weeks at one point. She was very serious in a critical state. But people will stay as long as they want. They're little sweets. It's kind of like a bed and breakfast, except for all geared towards health and nutrition. And while the folks are here, we go through and try to show them how that they need to eat and drink and do all the different things with therapies and treatments that they need to do for whatever specific type of problem that they're dealing with. It's
hold
not
that thought,
so much.
Steve. Hold the okay. Thought. We'll be back in a moment here.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear Up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, with us this morning is Steve Day from Home for Health. That's the title, the name of the place where they help people. Our telephone number is 877-259-5791. 877-259-5791 if you have a question or comment. But Steve, certainly one of the things I've learned from people who you have facilities such as yours, or actually treat people with aquatic diseases that are able to help them, is that most of the people that you encounter have aquatic toxicity, either from metals or pesticides or herbicides or so many of the things that we're exposed to, because basically, ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning the air and they're poisoning the water and they're poisoning the food, and people really find it very difficult to believe that there could be aluminum up there and the contrails in the sky. But all you need to do is just go to the YouTube and type in, go to your search engine and type in jet fuel, aluminum. You'll find out that there is aluminum in the jet fuel, and aluminum is extremely toxic. And we're exposed to so many products, whether it be mercury or lead or cadmium or other of the heavy and toxic metals, and then pesticides and herbicides. And do you find that this toxicity is an important element in creating disease, and actually getting rid of it is important as far as getting over the diseases?
Well, you'll find that a lot of different chronic ailments that are out there, especially folks that might have things like Parkinson's and MS, chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, those a lot of autoimmune systems, that there's usually a lot of toxicity built up once the things like the aluminum and mercury and cadmium are cleaned out of the system. They begin to restore. In fact, the gentleman that introduced me to your program some years ago, he had Parkinson's symptoms, and I remember meeting him one day at church. He shuffled real bad. He was in his late 60s, but he looked about 85. And he had, I think, 16 fillings, mercury amalgam fillings. And after he had those all removed, he had them filled with porcelain. He got sick for a few weeks because of the release of all the mercury in his system. But after about 6 months of an oral chelator, all the symptoms were completely gone. And today he's you could never even tell he had any of those things. He's lively and active and very, very healthy individual. So we've seen several times where people with very chronic ailments, after going through a detox, depending on what their issues are, going through a heavy metal detox, toxicity, cleaning everything out, that these people will just come back to life. They'll be restored. And, you know, like people with lupus and fibromyalgia, with all of those the nerve pain, pressure point pains and all that kind of stuff, that begins to diminish. Day by day, that begins to go away, and within a few weeks' time, the vast majority of that is gone. And so, yeah, absolutely, these toxins that are built up in the system, they need to come out. The scary thing, Dr. Stan, is that there's so many different avenues now. You got to be so much on guard about what you're eating and drinking, because we already know that the municipal water supply is bad, but a lot of your bottled water that you get, you know, they're just flat out lying that it's distilled or purified or whatever. I remember living in Washington State. They had a huge water plant, and they found that they just had a big pipe coming into the factory that was bottling municipal water, and they called it purified water. It was supposed to be some sort of glacial water, actually. And it was a big scheme to get you to buy a lot of their expensive water. And yet it was full of mercury and all that kind of stuff. Another thing that people don't realize is that a lot of these commercial processing plants that produce, you know, your cereals, even healthy cereals, they're not located out in the country. Most of these plants are downtown in the middle of the city, and they're using municipal water to make their foods. I know of a children's cereal that has three or four parts per million fluoride in it, in the cereal itself, and that's just coming from when they dehydrate the water out of the product. It's amazing how many different ways this stuff can get into the system. And then you have all of the big corporations that have bought these smaller, wholesome corporations. A lot of your organic companies that have, that were started on good principles have sold out to these big corporations, which have just scalped everything except for the name because they built a good customer base. And now they're pumping in toxic chemicals and GMO foods and stuff under the auspice that, you know, it's still a healthy, organic, or clean product, and yet it's not really. It wasn't but maybe 6 months ago, a year ago, that a major cereal company was found. They labeled themselves as an organic cereal, and yet it was found that they were using genetically modified grain in some of their products. So it's kind of hard to look at where can you trust, you know?
Well, unfortunately, you can't trust much of anything. And so the people who fraudulently advertise things, they don't go to prison at all, at least if they're large enough. You know, we see these time and time again. The major corporations will actually put out, frankly, toxic substances, and nothing's ever done to them. They may get a slap on the wrist and a fine, but have you noticed that they don't go to prisons? People involved in small crimes, they get long prison terms, and the major corporations, the people responsible for, in many instances, poisoning large numbers of people, and actually in many instances killing them, as they did with Biox, which they knew was going to kill 60,000 people, and some people say even 100,000 died. We don't know, but at least 60,000 died, and they knew it was going to, exactly what was going to happen. And they've had some lawsuits, but they put aside the money for it. And but this is the reality of what's really going on. So many of the medicines being released today are tested only by the manufacturers, and the FDA accepts exactly what the manufacturers say. And, of course, the trouble is the manufacturers will get a number of studies done, and the only ones they ever turn over to the FDA are ones that are favorable to their product. They wouldn't turn over the honest ones that said the product didn't work. And the FDA goes ahead and licenses it, saying, well, we have the scientific proof. And they know very well that the report, scientific reports that are unfavorable to the product are simply withheld. And then, of course, the independent programs come out and studies showing that these drugs are killing people. And, of course, they're lambasted because, after all, look at all these other reports financed by the drug companies that say it's a great product. Well, Steve, certainly, you say oral chelators. How do you get rid of these toxic substances?
Well, there's several different types of substances that will get toxic things out of the system. But really what we're after is boosting glutathione levels in the system. That's going to be our chief cleanser. I mean, I think there's a lot of great things that can be used. We use a lot of fresh green juices. We use things like coffee enemas that are very cleansing, and they boost glutathione levels. There's products like N-acetylcysteine, which are another booster. There's another way of actually just using reduced glutathione. There's a couple of different ways that that can be done, one through suppositories. Another one that I can't directly recommend, but if someone's interested, they could do some research on it themselves. It's very effective. It's using a nebulizer for, like, asthma patients and breathing in glutathione. Substances like DMSA and EDTA are a little bit more on the heavy side, but they're very effective. And things like cilantro oil. There's a lot of different things out there that are very, very effective. Even just we had a gentleman that had extreme pain. He had bone cancer. And we just covered him head to toe in about an inch thick layer of bentonite clay and left him in there for about 4 hours. And 90% of the pain that this man had was gone after that four-hour treatment. And he had to do other things to keep the pain gone, but it was just a buildup of toxins in this man's system that was causing all of the pain. And that was becoming the hindrance in his healing because he was reliant on all these pain medications, which were further putting toxins into the system. But once the pain came to an end, then he didn't need the pain medications. He could do other things to keep the pain down and keep the system clean naturally. And I think he's 2 years now. The cancer's not completely gone. That's kind of a long-term one to get gone, but it is slowly but surely coming out of his system, and he's on his way to healing. So there's a lot of different things.
How can people get in touch with you?
Dr. Stan, we have a website. The website is homeforhealth.net. That's home, F-O-R, health.net. And we have 1-800 number. It's 888-642-9644. Again, that's 888-642-9644.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 877-259-5791. Give us a call, 1-877-259-5791. And if you have
Dr. Stan, you have a lot of numbers to remember, so.
Well, I do, and they have different numbers on almost every program, and we do 5 hours a day, so we sometimes get them a little mixed up at this point.
It's okay.
791. Under any circumstances, now, what about chronic fatigue? I mean, there are millions of people with chronic fatigue.
Absolutely.
It's a new disease that didn't exist when I went to medical school, but so many people will have that, and fibromyalgia. What about this entity?
Well, that's a good question, Dr. Stan. Like, if you look at the broad spectrum of people that come through here, probably 30 to 40% of the people that come through with cancer. Out of those, I will say, like, we've had virtually everyone that's had leukemia come through is perfectly fine today. I can't say that with everybody, but virtually everybody. Lymphoma, everybody's done well today. In fact, I don't know of anybody that has passed away with lymphoma. Everyone that's had prostate cancer has gotten well. Most types of breast cancer have gotten well, and several other types of cancer. We've seen people with full and complete recoveries. When it comes to other things like high blood pressure, we see a tremendous recovery. I mean, the highest blood pressure case we had was somebody that was his top number was 320 over 160.
Oh, boy.
Very, very high blood pressure. His blood pressure within 1 week's time was down within the normal range, and we've had several cases with that. I will say this, too. One gentleman that we had with prostate cancer had a PSA of 676, and I'd never heard of such a number until he walked through our door, but even he got well. Back to the blood pressure, we've had several people with blood pressure issues get well. I'll tell you one thing, Dr. Stan, it was an interesting case. We had a gentleman that came in because he had chronic migraines. He was seeing blue. Everything had like a blue haze to it, and he was constantly dizzy. And I asked him what medications he was taking. I just took him to a PDR and had him look up all the side effects. And I found that the medication he was taking for his blood pressure had those listed as side effects. So he dropped his own medication. He educated himself and did it on his own. And his blood pressure went up, but we just showed him how to get his blood pressure back down through diet and exercise, lifestyle changes. And so he came here for these other issues were actually just completely medication-induced and then dealt with the problem that he had from why he was given those medications naturally. And he's perfectly fine today, no medication. This is 2-3 years later. So there's lots of different things. Now, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, probably about 25% of the people that come through with those problems. And the vast majority of those people within 2-3 weeks' time do feel dramatically better. Usually the first week that people come here, the reason why we don't keep them here for just 1 week is because usually at the end of the first week, all of the toxins are really starting to come out and they feel pretty lousy. And I don't want people to go home thinking that we made them feel real bad. So they stick on for the second week, and usually by the end of the second week, they're feeling really good. By the end of the third week, they're feeling really, really good. So lots of different issues, people coming through, and you know, we see dramatic recoveries for virtually everything that comes through. And when I mentioned earlier in the program about the idea of designating certain treatments and stuff, it's not really with the idea of treating the specific cause or specific disease, excuse me, but getting back to the root cause, whether that be toxicity, like you mentioned, or nutritional deficiencies or some other issue that needs to be dealt with lifestyle or diet, getting back into those things. Sometimes people's problems actually stem completely from emotional issues. Even dealing with cancer, we've had several women with different types of cancer that have gotten well after they got over their emotional problems.
We'll hold that thought. Our number is 877-259-5791. 877-259-5791. Give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Dan, and I've been giving the wrong number for this program. The number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And our guest is Steve Day. If you have a question or comment for him, let's use the right number, 877-254-7524. Steve, what about the people with emotional problems, depression or schizophrenia or so many of the medical problems, of psychological problems that plague our society today?
Well, that's a good question, Dr. Stan. As far as we're concerned, we have to be careful on what we say about these issues, but we do know that very many people that have come through, we've had many folks that were bipolar that have come through. I had one gal that was bipolar, and she had not slept more than an hour a night in like 15 years. She had been put on Xanax to knock her out so that she could sleep at night, and even that wasn't really working, but she was getting incredibly addicted to the Xanax. Anyway, after about 3 weeks' time with her and working with her, the first couple of weeks were still pretty chaotic because every night at about 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning, we'd hear our furniture in our living room being rearranged. But she was a very lovely gal. After that time frame, she began sleeping 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, and I think she was sleeping about 6 hours a night by the time she went home. And as she was getting better sleep, as we helped her to get all the garbage out of her system, which was part of the problem, and the emotional, how to deal with the emotional lows, using, in that case with her, using exercise was very, very critical. We find that with folks with chronic anxiety that it's really important to give them a very regimented exercise program. And with all of these, we have to show people that, you know, our emotions are a choice. When we feel bad, that we're choosing to feel those things. It's not that the, you know, the things that are causing the problem don't need to change. It's just our reaction to what's going on around us. We've had women here with cancer. You know, a lot of times breast cancer, there's some emotional issues that that are in the background with it. And when they deal with those issues, which is usually their response to whatever's going on, many times that's when the cancer will finally start to soften up and dissipate. At least that's the experience that they have had. I can't say that with everybody, but several times we've seen this. We've seen with proper diet, you know, getting rid of the heavy concentrated protein sources, good exercise, dealing with some emotional trauma, and high doses of niacin that many times folks with schizophrenia, at least the ones that have come here have been not real hard schizophrenic, very mild, medium schizophrenic, that with proper diet, exercise, and these types of things with the high doses of niacin, that most of that goes away completely. Many things. We've had lots of folks here with anxiety. That's a real big one. And usually with the anxiety, there's some other issues going on. And in helping people to understand their reaction to their emotions and giving them some tools on how to deal with them, that is one of the things that actually starts the healing. And I learned that a number of years ago from the gentleman that trained my wife and I when we were working with folks with cancer, is that usually there are some deep-seated emotional problems that need to be dealt with before the healing will actually take place. And that has proven itself to be true in almost every case we've worked with.
One of the most amazing things that I've encountered was this when our good friend Dr. Russell Blaylock and talked about schizophrenia, and somebody had a whole flock of schizophrenics and put them on to a different type of diet, a vegetable, a veg and a fruit diet, and they all got better. And then they put them back on the regular substances. They all got worse, but nobody would ever suggest that. Certainly no psychiatrist would ever suggest that. Diet could play an important part on mental health. Well, fortunately, we've got the numbers down now. It's 877-254-7524. If you're out there in the listening audience, 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question for Steve. And once again, Steve, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you. And
okay, thank you, Dr. Stan. We have a website. The website is homeforhealth.net. Again, that's home, F-O-R, health.net. And our number is 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. And we'd be happy to answer whatever questions you might have. We've had many people that have called in from your show that we're just looking for simple, you know, simple answers, and we've been very happy to help them with whatever their problems are. And, you know, if somebody doesn't need to come and stay, we'd be happy to help them get into the right direction or show them what they could do that might be simple for the problems. We've had several folks call in with eye issues, folks that are usually retirement age end up with some eye issues of some sort, and we've been happy to give out the information there. And anyway, yeah, we're welcome anybody's questions as well.
And basically, people just come there to Kentucky and they Pick them up at the airport, and then they just stay there for 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks, something like that, and they have their own apartment. Is that it? Can their relatives come with them?
Yeah, the place is set up. It's a big lodge. We have accommodations for 7 people in the main lodge. There's 2 other homes on the property, and we have usually staff and volunteers that are staying in those. But they're a little suite, and each one has its own bathroom. It's private. It's kind of, you could live in your bedroom if you wanted to. I would hope people wouldn't, but it's easy. We take care of everything. They get the ticket. We pick them up. We take them here. They stay with us as long as they need to. They're not kicked out. If, like, somebody has been here 2 weeks and they need 2 more, we arrange it so that they can stay longer. And we take care of whatever the details are. And again, Dr. Stan, that's one of the things that you brought up earlier in the program with the idea of folks needing to go someplace like Mexico. We find that the vast majority of things that would be available in Mexico or that are done in Mexico are now able to be done here in the States within reason. There's certain things that are still illegal, but we can do the vast majority of things still here. And the cost-wise, if somebody's going to start looking into those clinics in Mexico or in Europe, they're going to find that the average cost is somewhere between $6,000 and $10,000, even up to $14,000 a week. And what we're offering as a Christian retreat, a Christian ministry, is a very therapeutic program at less than $2,000 a week. And some people that, you know, a lot of people in this down economy don't have the money, and so we offer scholarships for people that don't have the money. This is not a for-profit venture. This is a ministry, and we want to help people every way we can. And so we try to make this become a reality. If someone really genuinely needs it and wants to come through a program, we want to make sure that they are able to come through. So we do welcome people to call with questions. And if somebody is out there looking for a friend or family member that is looking at going to some of these places, give us a call. Talk to us. We'd be happy to go through. Even if they're looking at some other place, we'd be happy to tell them we're very, very fluent in all the different clinics that are out there. We know what each one of them does, and we know their costs and all that kind of stuff. And so we can help people make intelligent decisions. And I would definitely bring up one core thing that I think is
hold that thought. We'll be back again. 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder is from Kathy Van Soest and the staff at Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley, welcoming home our American heroes.
We Well, our telephone number again, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, I don't hesitate to ask it now. But, Steve, you were just beginning to say something when I interrupted you and cut you off.
Oh, that's okay, Dr. Stan. The issue that I was bringing up is that when somebody's looking for this type of a treatment or a therapy option, if they have cancer or any of these other things that we've talked about in the program thus far, is that they're going to find that usually the different clinics and stuff that are out there are very, very expensive. And the other thing is that most of them, even if they have a Christian facade, you know, if there's a cross on the website or something like that, you're going to find that most of them are steeped in Eastern mysticism. They've kind of come along with the tide of things, you know, like yoga and meditation are usually part of it. But Christian, worship, prayer, these are not actually part of most of them. I can't speak for all of them, but even if they claim to be Christian, you got to look down and really dig deep, and you'll find that many of them have compromised in some way or have just left religion out completely. And I think that this is one of the core points of why we do what we do. When we look at the job that Jesus had when he was proclaiming the gospel, when he went into towns, the entire towns were healed of all the sickness that was in their town. And I think that this is a very important part. It's a great way to reach people. Everyone that has ever come through, I can't think of anybody that felt like we were pressuring them. I mean, we've had non-Christians come through that felt completely at home, but we want people to come through and understand that we have good intentions, that we're not trying to take advantage of anybody, and that we really are here to help people physically, mentally, and spiritually. And this last session, we had a great experience where a mother and a daughter both rededicated their lives to the Lord. And to me, these are some of the things that I just live for. Last session, I had a 25-year-old young man that requested baptism. And these are the experiences that really make what I do so enjoyable. I love to see people recover from their ailments, from their sicknesses, but I also love to see people get into a spiritual high with the Lord, be reconnected with the Savior. And I think that's one of the important works that we have to do when we talk about things like the New World Order, secret societies, population control. It seems almost that there's really not going to be an answer in joining the Tea Party or any of these other things that are out there. The answer is going to have to be in surrender to the Lord and really and surely being consecrated to Him, because I know that in these last days, things are going to get very difficult, and the knowledge of all these things isn't necessarily going to be a very big helper unless we have established faith in our Lord. So I think they're all very, very important, and I go around. I got to share a bunch of your radio programs, Dr. Stan, with some folks this last weekend at a family reunion, and I thought it was really great, the people I'd never met that I got to give out some of the materials too, and they just thought it was so great hearing about skull and bones and all of this kind of stuff. So, but again, it all has to be brought back into the confines of the gospel, and that's one of the reasons why I really like your program, Dr. Stan, is that you really show that it's not really about this organization or that organization, but that there ultimately is a demonic power, Satan at the helm of all of this, controlling all these different groups, and this is a spiritual war. And we need to be prepared for it, and the preparation is spiritual. It's not necessarily just physical in what we eat and drink. And we want to help people whatever way we can, you know, with diet and lifestyle, but we really do want to acknowledge that the ultimate healing is spiritual.
Well, you know, it's the most amazing thing. I think that the body wants to heal itself, but unfortunately, so much of what is being used in modern medicine, modern facilities, just doesn't help it. I mean, why would the incidence of death from hard cancers, certainly, and I'm talking about pancreas, liver, kidney, breast, lung, why wouldn't that have improved over the last 50 years with all of the billions of dollars that are spent to you know, come up with new treatments, and they just don't work. And you get on the chemotherapy and the radiation, both of them actually promote cancer. So why are they doing this? Well, the chemotherapy will shrink the tumors, and that's true, shrink the tumors, but it doesn't increase the longevity at all. What you want to do is get to the core of the problem and get the body to the position where it can heal itself. And it sounds so simplistic that most people would simply reject the product. Why wouldn't the doctors do this? And I'll tell you why, because it's never mentioned in medical school. In fact, this sort of thing is just not talked about. It wasn't until I used to think my good friend, Dr. Lorraine Day, began telling me about her work. She was an orthopedist, as I was, and yet, of course, when she got breast cancer and almost died, she began to investigate these things, and she gave up orthopedic surgery, works at this full-time, and certainly, but it's hard to follow that. The advantage of Home for Health is here you actually go and you actually get the entire spectrum while you're there. You learn how to re-educate yourself. One more time, we've got time for you to get your telephone number and your website out once more before we let you go, Steve.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Stan. The website is homeforhealth.net. That's home, F-O-R, health.net. And our 800 number is 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. And thank you, Dr. Stan. It's been fun talking with you, and God bless you all out there in the listening audience.
Okay, you think you'll be back for a program tomorrow evening?
Tomorrow evening, yes, that sounds great. It'll be 11 o'clock my time, right? That's
right,
8 p.m.
your time.
Your time.
We'll look forward to it, Steve.
All right, God bless.
It'll be on our evening program. If you'd like to call in at that time, and hopefully we'll get the numbers down.
All right, bye-bye.
God bless you, Steve. Thanks very much for being with us. And ladies and gentlemen, it's very, very difficult for me, having practiced medicine for so many years, to have to acknowledge that there's so much there that really is harmful. And yet, of course, I will tell you that I don't think I ever had time to sit down and read through the brochure that came with the medication. It wasn't until I was retired and one of my good friends, a cardiologist, wanted to put me on medication for my high blood pressure. And I read the brochure. When I read the brochure, I wouldn't take the medication. And later on, I found out that this was up against the pay every single till tomorrow.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Dr. Stan. At this time, I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're out there across America and you're listening to us, why, we hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. If you do, you get our four best tapes or CDs of the month, our monthly newsletter. But there are a lot of other things you can do to help. Certainly you can buy our books or our CD sets or DVDs. You can get our health products. We carry a line of health products which Barbara and I take. And most people are deficient in vitamin D3. I mean, the amounts that are being ordinarily prescribed are just totally inadequate. Vitamin D3 is so important as far as your health, your immune system, resistance to cancer and other things. And, of course, most people are deficient in vitamin D3 as they are in calcium, and, pardon me, as they are in magnesium and selenium. And so we carry these things. Of course, you need omega-3 oils, krill oils, the best one. And all of these things are available. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We even carry a line of spices that you put in your food, and something we've been using for many years. It just helps to support what we do. But under any circumstances, if you're not in a position to help us financially, we hope that you'll pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because the Lord's kept us going for 20 years, and certainly we hope he'll keep us going as long as my health holds up. But we're moving into some very, very difficult times, cataclysmic times, in my estimation. I think most people sense that something is seriously wrong. Whether they understand all the intricacies and all the secret societies that are out there, it isn't as important as they understand something's wrong, because behind everything are powerful spiritual forces. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't heard our talk, certainly on the Agenda 21, the covert plan, why it's vitally important. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And you can watch our DVDs there, and you can listen to our radio programs. And as you know, we do 5 hours of radio a day, and 4 hours is there, Radio Liberty, either live or archived. So we are fortunate to have that. Of course, we have our monthly newsletters. They go back to the mid-1990s, and you can read all of those. They're posted up there. And we want you to have the information so that you can begin making preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead. And you're going to have to get yourself straightened out financially and get out of debt and get out of dollars. And anything related to the dollar, you're going to have to certainly have food supplies and water supplies and the things that you need, medical and alternative medical supplies and medical alternative products. I've laid in good supply, certainly, of vitamin D3 and all of these other things that we need. And I, of course, the supply of digitalis. I have to take digitalis for my heart. So think about that, but the most important thing is to be properly spiritually prepared for the very difficult times that lie ahead, because behind everything going on are truly demonic forces intent upon bringing about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion. The entity's under attack today. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder.